the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. As we've been doing all week long, because DraftKings has posted a ton of player props, backed up the truck, unloaded the dumper, and we got plenty of offerings to dissect as we inch ever so slightly, ever so closer to the opening of training camps and, of course, the start of the NFL season, under 80 days away from the opening night action. And let's go out east and fly, Eagles fly. Or is it going to be grounded? Is it going to be crash landing for Miles Sanders of the Philadelphia Eagles? And the line at DraftKings, Lundy, is 1,000.5 rush yards. And my lean right here is on the under. Yeah, but I live in the land down under on this one. Now, look, if you take what he did last season and you extrapolate it on a per-game basis over then a 17-game season, Miles Sanders would have finished with 1,234 rush yards. So he would have annihilated this proposed total. But the problem is health concerns. Missed a few games last season. The offensive line had a multitude of health concerns last year. They have got to get right. And if they do congeal and they do stay upright, that's a unit that could be maybe a top 10 run blocking front this season, but that's TBD. I do like the RPO play of my guy. It hurts so good, Jalen Hurts, but you know, Sanders has been under 900 rush yards in back-to-back seasons, and more importantly, Lundy, Jamel Singleton, who's a running backs coach for this Eagles franchise, he believes in specialized runners, guys having individual duties. You know what that screams? RBBC. You look at the advanced analytics, not that sterling across the board, pooled all together. Even though there's a lot of positives, I think the negatives outweigh those positives, and that's why the under will prevail again on the 1,000.5 rush yards from Miles Sanders. Early, fade or follow?
I'm going to follow you. I love the under on this one. It's kind of like a third grade, really remedial biology course. Ankle, hamstring, knee. Those are the injury reports that Miles Sanders has had over the course of the last couple of seasons. This is a guy that the main reason I'm on the under, it's not Jalen Hurts. It's not an RBBC. It's not even necessarily an offensive line. It's the fact that I don't trust this guy to play for 17 games. I think he is good to miss at least three, maybe four over the course of the season, because that has been his MO. When you've got a guy that runs hard, and especially if you've got a guy that is running behind a potentially shaky offensive line, that screams injury to me. And anytime I see these over-unders, these player props for the entire season, if I've got a little bit of concern about somebody holding up right, that to me sends me to the under. So I'm that way with Sanders. And look, you said it a minute ago, Jalen Hurts might be the best running back on the team.
Yeah, could be. Absolutely. And by the way, third grade biology, man, you went to some fancy schmancy elementary school. I could take
that. Well, that was the one where it was like, head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah, I failed that course, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Look, if you want to get in on that Miles Sanders future or any other of DraftKings' various futures, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, which is my favorite sportsbook and also America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all that action. My friends and family have been digging DraftKings Sportsbook as well, and I know you will too. And listen to this amazing offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 to $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still alive. Bet one buckaroo on that squad, and if they secure the W, you score the bag of $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 to $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out inside credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's hop to it. with the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's recap what you did in the NHL last night. And I know you tweeted this out on Late Night Tip. I passed out early. Too much tequila. It happens. Yes, even on a Tuesday, maybe I have a problem. But you said we are lousy in general with the featured selections on this pod. That is an accurate assessment. But bonus time, always good to us. So it must have been good to you on the ice last night.
Yeah, we wound up with a push on the over, 4-1 the final, as Montreal, I mean, Brad, it takes a lot to silence Sin City, but Montreal did it last night. Man, those fans were stunned to see the Canadiens come in and not just beat the Golden Knights, but beat them pretty handily. And we got the empty netter towards the end of the game. That made it 4-1, so we get a push on the over. Kiss your sister, blah, who cares? But in the bonus time, our cross sport parlay, that +177 that I gave you, did in fact pay. So I've got another one of those for you as you come up into bonus time. But looking at tonight, we have got the Islanders backs against the wall taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And look, I said this series was going 7 games, and I'm standing by my guns. And in order for that to happen, that means the Islanders have to defend home ice tonight at Nassau Coliseum. If they don't, you're looking at the final NHL hockey game being played at that arena as they get ready to move to their new one. So I'm sticking to my guns, and I'm taking the Islanders, which also means I'm getting plus odds because they are the dog tonight. This was up at about 135, 140, depending upon what book you were looking at yesterday. It is now down to +130, so there are some folks like me that think the Islanders can defend home ice. This, for them, Brad, is all about getting after it early on. They are 15-0-2 over the course of the regular season at home when they score first. They sit 5-2-1 when they score first here in the postseason, and they also are 14-1 when they are out shooting their opponents. And so I would expect the Islanders, who really got embarrassed in that 8-0 loss in Game 5, to come out and be firing all over the net. As a matter of fact, on the Sticks and Stacks podcast that I did with our friend Sean Drotar yesterday, I said, hey, everybody, pay attention to the shots on goal props when they get posted early on Wednesday, because the Islanders are going to be ticked off at how embarrassed they were in Game 5. And I think they're going to come out and just be absolutely peppering shots. And so early and often, I would expect the Islanders to be trying to see if they can get past Vasilevsky, try to jump out to that early lead. So I'm taking the Islanders on the money line, but there's also some of those shots on goal props that I like. We'll talk about those coming up later in the pod.
Raise an umbrella drink. Sip on those Islanders.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to the league that is totally all about frisking. It's pitchers, and I'm surprised that Max Scherzer didn't get a cavity check last night after what went down in that game against Philadelphia. Yeah, it's Major League Baseball, and they're idiotic, soon-to-be, long-gone rules involving searching pitchers to make sure they don't have any spider tack on their glove or any evidence of that on their fingers. Utterly preposterous went down in the MLB last night. And you know this guy is going to be checked for all kinds of illegal substances, but he's just damn good. Period. End of story. That is Shohei Ohtani, Lundy. And it is a mid-afternoon game Central Time, so make sure you get on this action a little bit early if you're interested in this prop. And I'm taking the over on the show, 6.5 strikeouts against the visiting San Francisco Giants. Now, that's at -133, and Sho has been under this in 3 of his last 5 games, but on the entirety of the season in 10 starts, he has hit the 7 strikeout mark 7 of those 10 times. So I'm going to follow the trend over the entire season. Hey, look at Ohtani, a spectacular 68.7 contact rate, 13.6 swinging strike rate. That's one of the highest in Major League Baseball. And San Francisco has struck out the 9th highest times on a percentage basis on the year. And it's 731 OPS. It doesn't exactly say, you know, flashing lights, a ton of runs. So I think it's going to be a lot of balls, missing bats. From the Japanese sensation Shohei Ohtani, who's going to be dealing in this game. Fade or follow my over Ohtani, 6.5 Ks against the Giants.
Yeah, I'll roll with you on this one. He did it 3 times in the month of April. He did it twice in May, and he's already done it twice so far here in June. So give me the over on the 6.5 Ks. Lots of swing and miss, I think, against the Giants. as he takes the mound. And Brad, obviously you saw his box scores over the course of that 6-day stretch last week. This is a guy that if he's not pitching, be jumping on that home run prop. Did you see what he did in 6 days?
Yes.
This is starting June 15th. These are 6 days in a row, folks. Home run. Home run. Then he had 6 innings pitched with 5 Ks to pick up his third win. Then 2 home runs. Then another home run. Then another home run on the 20th. Yesterday was his worst day that he's had in the last like 9 days. He went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Ridiculous. So I think basically he kind of got that crap game out of his system. Now he's ready to take the mound. I love this idea of going over 6.5, and it's not juiced really heavily in either direction. So jump on it while you can early.
Tale, the modern-day Babe Ruth.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. And again, whatever I say in terms of this pick, just do the opposite. Because I can't remember the last time I won a wager in the National Basketball Association. But we got a pair of them here on the podcast. And if you recall yesterday, the first leg of my 2-leg parlay did cash last night. Reggie Jackson hit the over on 2.5, made triples. Hopefully, Trae Young. Come on, Trae. Will come through and live up to his first name and hit 3 triples to score that plus 177 on that 2-legger. Maybe get my mojo right. But Giannis, I am going to take the under here, Lundy. Yeah, I'm going to fade the megastar of the Milwaukee Bucks on his 51.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined line in this series against the Atlanta Hawks. It's at minus 127, so it's not juiced terribly to the under, but I think it's going to prevail here in the end and cash me a winner and hopefully get me off the schneid. If you look at what Giannis did in the Brooklyn series, 49 on the PRA, 33, 48, 48, 50, and 58. So only over once in that series, and in the regular season against Atlanta, he went for 49 on the PRA in one game, and another game, which I think involves some rest. He only had 22, only played 25 minutes. Hawks have been playing spectacular, outstanding, stiff defense. Last 3 games, giving up just 1.000 points per possession. So Giannis going to toe the line here, but I think 51.5 of the PRA, a little bit too rich. So fade or follow my under. Again, Giannis. 51.5 PRA.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you on this one. This is a full 7 above what his averages are. And to me, that's too much. I mean, if we were within 3 or 4, maybe you see Giannis step up, try to get it done here as they get this series going. But no, 51.5, way too high for me. I can see exactly why we're seeing the juice in the direction that it is. I think it's too big of a number. I think that for them to have success, you got to move the ball around a little bit more than that. And I think for Giannis, that means coming in under. I expect him to finish at 47, maybe 48.
Yeah, the Greek freak won't make you the greenbacks unless you lean that under. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in the Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to the round ball. Let's talk about a player that I don't think we featured yet on this podcast, but he is, sported a velvety, smooth stroke from outside. It might be somebody you're not really thinking of when it comes to 3-point shots. Yeah, because he's a big man. Brook Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm going to take the over here on 1.5 made triples in game one against the Atlanta Hawks. And it's plus 130, Lundy. So let's get enveloped. Let's get enraptured. Let's get seduced by that juice. Why am I high on Lopez? Well, he's been over this in 4 of his last 6 games. In the Brooklyn series, he jacked up 3.9 triples per game, making 1.9 of them per contest. He's shooting 36.4% from along the arc. And you look at Atlanta, of the remaining teams, they have allowed the fewest made triples over the last 3 games, just 11.3 per contest. But still, Lopez feeling very comfortable with that outside shot, whether it's in the coffin corner, whether it's from the top of the key. He's been drilling those at a consistent basis. And in the regular season, he only went up against the Hawks twice. He was 1-for-4 in one game and 3-for-6 along the arc in the other. So I think it's going to be a multiple for him from way downtown. So fade or follow Brook for all the Bucks over 1.5 made threes against Atlanta plus 130.
I like it because we're sitting with plus numbers and he's only got to hit a deuce. That's all we need is two of them. So, yeah, you got me on this one. These are the kind of lines I love to look at. I was talking about it with some of the shots on goal that we're looking at coming up here in a second in bonus time. I look for those numbers that, to me, I sit back and say, yeah, I feel confident that they can get to that point where they're right up against the hook. And then all I'm waiting for is for them to get over it and reel in that money fish for me. So that's what I'm looking for. I think Lopez sitting there at 1.5 is great, and I love me some plus odds.
A torrent of trays. Bring it on, Brooke Lopez.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. My top strikeout prop of the day. And actually, you know, I was looking at the card from yesterday. Toronto, the under hit on 3.5. Check. Freddie Peralta went over, way over on the 6.5 Ks. I said he was going to have potentially a double-digit K performance against those D-backs. He had 10 strikeouts. Eduardo Rodriguez had 7 Ks. Check. The only thing I missed yesterday was Marcus Stroman because he got hurt in the first inning and exited stage left. They got hurt in warm-ups or something. So, anyway, it was a good day for us. Let's stay hot here with another strikeout prop. We already love Shohei Ohtani. I also love the over on Jose Urquidy of the Houston Astros. And that over 4.5 strikeouts prop coming on the road against the Baltimore Orioles. Urquidy, this is a minus 124, by the way, has been over this in 4 consecutive turns of the rotation and 8 times out of 12 starts this season. A dynamite 5.00 K to walk rate this year with a 28.1 call plus swinging strike percentage, which is quite handsome in that category. Yeah, he's had a little bit of a road struggle, 4.59 ERA away from H-Town. But Baltimore, over the last month, the 6th highest strikeout percentage of any team in Major League Baseball. All I need is 5 strikeouts from Urquidy, and we're going to score some cash money. You willing to get those grips on the greenbacks with the over on this one? Fade or follow.
I'm going to ride this little, it's not a bonfire, Brad. It's not even quite a campfire, but there's
a lighter.
There's a couple of sparks going on. It's, you kind of, you know, you broke out the Zippo, you know, it's not even one of those cheap lighters.
No,
it's
no,
a
no.
good lighter.
No, we're like at a Scorps concert in like 89 with the lighter.
Yes. Exactly. But you've got there's a little bit of heat going on, and we know how this works because, you know, for me, from a hockey standpoint, it happened a few weeks back when we were sitting in the first round of the playoffs where I just kind of went on a roll for about 3 or 4 days. Then I came crashing down. Well, Brad, you have already been crashed. You have already been splattered, and the chalk outline has been presented around you in the middle of the road, which means it is time for us to resurrect it, and I think you hitting some of those that we did yesterday is going to pay off here going forward. So I'm going to follow you solely because I think you're heating up, my friend.
Oh, could it be a legitimate heater? Well, you'll find out tomorrow based on the tone of my voice. But let's get to a place where we're always hot, and chances are half of our audience has already skipped ahead to this moment. It's bonus time, Lundy, where we actually get stuff right. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad. Yesterday, I mentioned the fact that our cross-sport parlay hit that plus 177, which paid on the ability for Reggie Jackson to get the over on the 2.5 triples, and yep. Then we had Nick Suzuki to get a single point in the game. Oh, by the way, he had 3, so that was pretty easy. We knocked that one out and got the plus 177. So let's cross-sport again. And, Brad, I'm going to dip my toe back into yesterday's pool, the second half of your 2-leg parlay yesterday means that Trey Young needs to hit over 2.5 triples. So I am going to take that and I am going to put it together with Anthony Beauvillier to score at least 1 point. Now, the beauty in this is that Beauvillier to score a single point is plus odds, which means I put this together. Oh, Brad, my heart. Oh, I can't take it. Plus 276 on this cross-sport parlay. So we're jumping on that. Beauvillier, who has really been outstanding for this team, he is tied for second on the roster in playoff points. He's got 12, 4 goals, 8 assists in those 17 games. And this is a team that you look at just the way they are across the top. Bailey, Jean-Gabriel Pageau, all these guys rocking in the 12-13 point range, and Beauvillier is one of them. So I love the idea of him getting a single point. He did not do it in the last game, but he had an assist in the one just prior. And again, I think they're going to be peppering some shots. I could easily see Beauvillier do this, and you've got me at plus 276. So I'm going to jump all over that. I'm also going to jump on Josh Bailey. Shots on goal. This goes back to our three-pointer thing that we were just talking about, Brad. You find that number that you feel is going to be easy. All I need Bailey to do is register two shots on goal, and it's plus 100. He's just got to go over 1.5 on the plus odds. I'll take that with Bailey. I'll take the opportunity with him, especially given the fact that he's a part of that second line for them, and I think he's going to get heavily involved.
Plus 276. My sundial is at noon right now based on those Oh, yes. That is tantalizing. That is titillating. Let me throw out one, actually a couple of bonus times in Major League Baseball. How about a two-leg money line parlay? Give me the Houston Astros with our boy Urquidy going up against the Baltimore Orioles, who, by the way, are 12-25 at home. They win straight up, and so does Seattle. I don't know if you noticed this, but the Mariners are scorching white hot right now. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. They're going up against those hopeless Colorado Rockies, and the Rockies have been quite depressing away from Coors Field. 5-28 on the road this season. And Herman Marquez is on the mound with a 5.74 road ERA. So I think Seattle's got to get the W. By the way, they're 24-15 at home. So if Houston wins, Seattle wins straight up. Plus 193 in that two-legger. And let's stick in that game. And I know people are going to be like, this doesn't correlate, Evans. You're a moron. I get it. But I don't think the Rockies are going to get shut out, not with just a Sheffield on the mound. I love Ramil Tapia to score a run. I know the odds have yet to come out on that. Whatever it is, I'm on it. I'm taking it. The guy's running an 18-game hitting streak. He's batting .329 against Southpaws, which Sheffield is. Sheffield, by the way, with a 5.65 ERA. And Tapia has scored a run in 10 of his last 12 games. And I think that streak will extend to 11 of 13 tonight. By the way, that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith and Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. We got poll results from our listeners, Lundy, on that Miles Sanders prop, which I posted on my social media handle on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. We had over 260 votes. The under, everybody's in agreement with this. On the 1,000.5 rush yard, 71.9%. So there you go. A little crowdsourcing there. Check out those social media feeds, as I mentioned. And as always, do drop us a rating and a review. It really helps out the show. And until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.